It is Pensacola right now. Happy Thursday. One day closer to the weekend. Joe and Gracie with you here, keeping you company on your way home or wherever you may be headed this afternoon and evening, and giving you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Welcome into Pensacola right now. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Text line is always open and appreciated, whether that be weighing in on anything that we're talking about or traffic alerts. We certainly appreciate the interaction that we get each and every day. Gracie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. And keep the text line in your phone because we have some tickets to give out today, too.
Yes. So. We will have to come up with how we're going to give that away. I was thinking about that earlier today. I have a couple of suggestions. We'll get those off air and don't want to spoil anything for the listeners here.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, tickets, we're doing that in the 5 o'clock hour today.
Yep.
Awesome. Very cool. So be listening for that. Two tickets away to the...
What is it?
Something going on at the Sanger Theater. I believe it's August 8th.
It's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes.
On August 27th.
August 27th. So. Casey and the Sunshine Band on August. I'm going to be like Bart Simpson, writing it 500 times, and I'll probably still forget. How did you sleep last night with knowing that UFOs are in our midst?
With one eye open, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I'm living every second, just a little bit afraid.
A little more aware of your surroundings today than you were
for
yesterday.
Sure.
4:12 here at News Radio. We'll get our first look at the roads and weather coming up here in about 3 minutes. First, we get our top three stories. Today, former President Trump's lawyers have been told to expect an indictment in the investigation into his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That, according to NBC News, citing two sources. The outlet also reports two of Trump's lawyers met with prosecutors in special counsel Jack Smith's office.
Also, July is on track to become the hottest month on record. That's according to new data from the Earth Observant Unit, and it comes just after June broke the record for being the hottest June ever.
And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's only considering an impeachment inquiry into President Biden at this time and not impeachment.
What impeachment inquiry does when you vote on the floor, it gives you the apex of power of Congress.
So McCarthy made the distinction while talking to reporters today, saying the inquiry gives Congress more power to obtain the documents they need to investigate the president. This is, of course, centered around the Republican-led investigations into the Biden's family business dealings. That's our top three stories today. Looking at some local headlines now, a 35-year-old Milton man today sentenced for sexual abuse of a child and child porn charges. That, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Christopher Hoffman was convicted on charges including engaging in a child exploitation enterprise. This all started back in May of 2021 when special agents from Homeland Security Investigation saw a message from his online persona indicating he had access to a child that he was abusing and grooming for future abuse. The man reportedly shot by his father following an altercation yesterday, identified now as 33-year-old Robert Palmer, who's being held in the Escambia County Jail on battery and elderly abuse charges. His father allegedly told investigators he shot his son because he'd attacked him and was intoxicated. Palmer reportedly demanded money from his parents and slapped his mother in the head prior to attacking his father. When deputies arrived at the home on Peakview Drive, Palmer was laying face down with a gunshot wound to the upper left buttocks. 4:15 right now, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at our roads, I-10 to I-110, really not showing any major delays. Of course, we'll have our everyday afternoon traffic on 98, but if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6444. 111. That's traffic line number for weather. I mean, one of the top stories was that July was the hottest month. Definitely still hot here with a low of 79 tonight. We do have a 10% chance of some rain, partly cloudy sky. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, while I'm thinking about this right now, so yesterday we told you that the Atlantic hurricane, the Atlantic basin there, was just the one disturbance that had formed off the coast of Africa. So it's out in the central Atlantic now. I believe, if my memory serves, it was a 30% chance of formation over the next 7 days. That's now 40% as it continues moving westward and may push north, west-northwest here. So we'll, we're, of course, keeping our eye on it. But, yeah, so these past couple of days we've had stories talking about, number one, this is going to be the hottest July ever. And yesterday it was that the water temperatures around Florida were like 7 degrees higher than they should be this time of year too. So obviously we're hoping for the best, and you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens as we get closer to the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. Also here in some local headlines, Santa Rosa County commissioners had their meeting today and a couple of updates. Number one on impact fees. So Santa Rosa County has had a very jaded history with impact fees. Most recently, they implemented educational impact fees until a lawsuit from the Northwest Florida Builders Association put that on hold, and then ultimately they were done away with. So today they had a presentation from Duncan Associates, just talking about the impact fees and what they may be used for, as well as the proposed amounts should they move forward with them. So the commissioners took no action today, but there was plenty of discussion.
I do think that something, you know, a reasonable impact fee, a reasonable amount, which frankly I see the $1,636 average for a single family home appears to be pretty darn reasonable.
That's Commission Chairman Colton right there. Duncan Representative Clancy Mullins outlined potential impact fees for buyers of new homes, ranging from $1,586 for homes less than 2,000 square feet up to $1,846 for 3,000 square feet or more. If they also wanted to include separate fees for parks and law enforcement, they'd range from $1,911 up to $2,254 for single-family homes. These are fees that is that go to the home builders, and then the home builders pass them on to the buyers of those new homes. Also today, the controversy that surrounded this meeting had to do with a Consolidated Emergency Dispatch Center and awarding a contract for the design and construction of this. So back on July 13th, the commissioners heard presentations from five companies, and then they ranked them. They have this standard form that's been in place, and based on the rankings, a firm from Tallahassee was the winning firm, beating out a local firm, Caldwell Associates.
If I'm looking at two teams that are well qualified, but one had three number one rankings and they're a local firm, and I can keep that roughly $1 million to $1.5 million of revenue that comes from our citizens here locally versus to another company that's out of town down there by Tallahassee, then I'm going to choose local.
So that's Commissioner Sam Parker. So what the board ended up doing was voting to modify the rankings and award the contract to Caldwell Associates. And Parker said the main reason for the change was that three of the commissioners scored them as the top firm in their rankings. This did not sit well with Commissioner James Calkins.
You voted on this system countless other times, but because of the candidate that you wanted didn't win based on the system, you want to rig it now in favor of your chosen candidate.
So Calkins and Eddington, Commissioner Ray Eddington, voted against. Kerry Smith, Sam Parker, and Colton Wright voted in favor of that. So that's what happened in Santa Rosa County today. It's 420. We'll take our first break, come back with a look at our state headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Matt Gaetz's testimony of having observed a picture of what he could not identify as a human object. You can catch that on the podcast page in the 7 o'clock hour podcast. Also, we talked with Wes Moreno about the OLF 8 plans. He's the county administrator. And do cops ever catch people because the criminals run right into them? Well, Mike Wood had a story about that. You can find that and everything else on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the Age of Jive.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Text always welcome. Looking at some state headlines here before we get to the Fox News update. So a new case of malaria confirmed down in Sarasota County last week brings the number of positive cases to 7 detected there since May. This marks the first locally transmitted outbreak in the U.S. in 20 years.
3 of those 7 cases occurred in homeless individuals. All cases occurred in North Sarasota area, and our focus continues to be on the areas of the neighborhoods of DeSoto Acres and Kensington Park.
So all victims are being treated and expected to make a full recovery. Malaria is a serious, sometimes fatal disease caused by a parasite that usually is transferred to humans through mosquito bites.
And Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says that he's considering naming Democrat candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead one of the nation's health agencies, the FDA or the CDC. DeSantis indicated that he generally aligns with Kennedy's spectacle views on the COVID-19 policies and vaccines, and those views could help Kennedy could help make Kennedy his choice to lead the federal agency with medical jurisdiction.
Members of a Congressional School Safety and Security Caucus will tour the site of the Parkland School massacre before the building is torn down. Max Schachter is leading the tour. On August 4th, his son Alex was one of the 17 victims.
It's been frozen in time. Valentine's Day cards, candy, everything is there. Alex's blood is all over his chair, all over the floor. It's absolutely horrible, and I know it's going to be impactful for every member of Congress that walks through it.
And Max hopes that the experience will lead to increased school safety and legislative change.
Also, SpaceX is going to try to conduct back-to-back launches tonight from the Space Coast. The company's first attempt will send 22 Starlink communication satellites into low Earth orbit at 9:20 tonight. Less than an hour later, they're going to attempt to launch the Falcon Heavy rocket. If successful, it'll carry the largest commercial communication satellite ever built. 426 right now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we finish up with some more state headlines. I-10 and I-110 really not showing any delays. Of course, there's everyday traffic, especially on 98 near Navarre. If you're leaving Navarre Beach, it seems to be backed up leaving the beach this Thursday. So if you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get a really quick update from WEAR.
Good Thursday. Weather forecast staying hot as we end the week out. Highs once again back into the middle 90s for Friday. With a rain chance sitting at about 20%, you might run into a stray pop-up or two as we go through the end of the week. This weekend, staying hot as well. No surprise there. Middle 90s continuing, but the rain chance does come up a little bit on Saturday, even more on Sunday, so get the umbrellas back out. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. Partly cloudy in 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, but the heat index is 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some more state headlines, new federal legislation, speaking of the Parkland massacre, named after one of the victims in the school shooting, would increase safety measures on campuses. Today, a group of lawmakers introduced the ELISA Act and the SOS Act while on Capitol Hill. The measures would require silent panic alarms in all schools across the country to alert law enforcement of potential danger and would increase the number of school resource officers.
Florida has no plans to change the controversial Black History curriculum. That's what Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. told school districts in a memo that he sent out yesterday. In his memo, Diaz writes that he'll be moving forward with implementing Florida's new history standards. He adds the standards are supported by the historical accounts of African Americans, including slaves and their immediate descendants.
It's being called a once-in-a-lifetime experience. A group of fishermen near Key Largo came across a pod of killer whales recently. The video of the encounter went viral this week.
Dude, that's some of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That is on my bucket list right there. Orcas have been spotted all over the world, but popping up in Florida is rare. I would love nothing more than to be out at Pensacola Beach and see a pod of orcas about, 50 yards off the coast. That would be really cool.
Yeah, and that video is like, they're right
there's
there.
There's like three or four of them. Yeah, very cool. That is on my trip bucket list to do like an Alaskan cruise or, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest and go look at orcas. I don't really know why. I mean, I saw one at SeaWorld, know, but something about orcas is just, I want to see them. Very cool.
That was definitely just as close as SeaWorld in that video. That was crazy. I saw it on Facebook earlier.
Just shy of 4:30 here, so the Fox News update is coming up. If you're just joining us, our top three stories. Number one, July on track to become the hottest month on record. So yesterday we told you that the water temperature around Florida is about 7 degrees warmer than it should be right now. That was the news yesterday. And today the World Meteorological Organization says that July is on track to become the hottest month on record. Also, former President Trump's lawyers have been told to expect an indictment in the investigation into his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. 4:30 right now, we've got the Fox News update coming up. When we return, we'll take a look at our national headlines and the world of sports. Scary situation today at Bengals practice for quarterback Joe Burrow. We'll tell you what happened coming up.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he isn't pursuing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden and won't if the administration offers information about the Biden family's business dealings in an alleged pay-for-access scheme.
If they do not provide the information we need, then we would go to an impeachment inquiry.
This as the House heads into the August recess, but not without some final tension on the floor.
If both sides won't, we still will do that work. And I would yield one more time to the gentlelady.
Be in order.
Mr. Speaker, the House is not in order.
Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush shouting during Majority Leader Steve Scalise's speech on appropriation bills. Bush later heard saying, "I said what I said." America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks ended firmly in the red today with a 13-session streak of gains by the Dow Jones Industrials coming to an end. The blue-chip Dow shed 237 points, the S&P 500 eased 29, and the Nasdaq Composite lost 77. A new report says UAW workers at GM, Ford, and Stellantis are expected to get a wage increase in their next contract. Citing sources familiar with the bargaining, the Free Press of Detroit says GM, which is doing the negotiating with the union, is expected to offer its 50,000 hourly workers a wage hike in the new contract, though it's not ready to return cost of living adjustment benefits to UAW paychecks. And various reports today say Amazon is about to lay off hundreds of workers at its fresh grocery stores. CNBC and The Washington Post say the company is eliminating one of its store-level management positions and that hundreds of employees will work their last day on Tuesday. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Hell hath no fury like a quarterback scorn, or something like that. Aaron Rodgers appears to happily be taking a $35 million pay cut to give his new team, the New York Jets, a chance to sign more players. Quite different from his attitude with the Packers, where Rodgers was consistently one of the highest paid players in the league. I wonder how Packers fans will feel as Rodgers moves heaven and earth to try to win a title with a new team. I'm Maggie Gray.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather today. So we're looking good this afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. Slow-moving traffic off of Navarre Beach, though. If you are spent this Thursday at the beach and you're getting off soon and leaving the beach soon, you're going to be seeing some delays on the Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. For weather, definitely a warm one here in Northwest Florida, partly cloudy skies. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some national headlines now, lawmakers are at odds over gender-affirming care for minors.
My 4-year-old and my 2-year-old daughters will not change in front of biological men. This is ridiculous.
That during a House Judiciary Subcommittee today, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson said it's anything but affirming and caring, arguing adults are permanently altering the bodies of children who don't have the capacity to make those decisions on their own. He said there's an aggressive attempt to transition young people in the U.S. Democrats argue Congress has no business interfering in parents' decisions to offer medical care for their children.
A convicted Michigan school shooter is in court today for a hearing to determine if he will ever be eligible for parole. That's Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty to all charges in the November 30th, 2021 shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7 other people at Oxford High School. He was 15 at the time.
President Biden is advising Americans to visit heat.gov to get information on how to stay safe during the record heat. The president added that there is no more denying the impact of climate change. He's directing the Department of Labor to issue a hazard alert to tell employers what they should do to protect workers and help ensure employees are aware of their rights.
And authorities in North Carolina say that the three Marines who were found dead in their vehicle at the gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The bodies were discovered over the weekend at Hampstead, about an hour from the three men's military training facility. The Marines ranged from the ages of 19 to 23.
The Justice Department is launching a civil rights investigation into claims the Memphis Police Department used excessive force against black residents. The probe announced today comes 7 months after the police beating death of Tyree Nichols, although Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark said it's not based on any one instance of misconduct.
And more sex workers are reporting that they've had encounters with the New York murderer suspect Rex Huerman. The Suffolk County Sheriff said that they are venting the reports. In addition, he told that the New York City he told New York City TV station that the 59-year-old Rex can now get more recreation time alone, more phone calls, and also get mail.
In the White House, ruling out a pardon for Hunter Biden.
The Department of Justice is independent. We give them the space to be independent, and we respect the rule of law.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre simply replied no when asked if a pardon for the president's son was possible. This comes after Hunter's plea deal involving tax and gun charges fell apart yesterday. That's a look at our national headlines. In sports today, scary situation in Cincinnati where Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was carted off after suffering an apparent calf injury during practice. The scariest words right now at training camps are non-contact injuries. It looks like, though, the Bengals dodged a big bullet with, according to ESPN, appearing to be just a calf strain, so that is good news. The New York Jets are scheduled to receive a visit from free agent running back Dalvin Cook tomorrow. Last night, quarterback Aaron Rodgers agreed to restructure his contract, in which he basically gave back $35 million, allowing the team to sign more star players if they should so choose. LeBron James says everybody in his family is doing great following his oldest son's medical emergency this week. Bronny James was rushed to the hospital Monday after he collapsed and went into cardiac arrest. Today, he was discharged. In a social media post, LeBron thanked the countless people who have sent his family love and prayers. UWF football picked to finish second in the Gulf South Conference preseason coaches poll. That was announced today. UWF for a second consecutive season, earning a pair of first-place votes from the league's head coaches, and this marks the fifth consecutive year UWF has been picked in the upper half of the league. Major League Baseball action today, very light schedule. One game already completed, the Angels and Tigers playing a doubleheader. Yesterday they got rained out. Big day for Shohei Ohtani, the Angels two-way star. In the first game, he was scheduled to pitch yesterday, so he pitched game one today. Throws a complete game shutout, one hitter, and then in the second game that's in progress, has hit a two-run home run to give him a league-leading 37 on the season. So he is doing absolutely everything for the Angels, and it was announced today that they are taking him off of the trade market. That was Sports Illustrated's Tom Verducci reporting that the Angels will not move Ohtani before the trade deadline, as the team is now planning to make a run for the postseason before he becomes a free agent and will get the largest contract in baseball history by quite a good bit. That's a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. Gracie, sad one for you today.
Oh, goodness.
You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products.
Oh.
The company is telling financial institutions it's no longer allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesperson said that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems.
Good thing I have Visa.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
There we go.
That was a joke. Also, Bud Light is making Anheuser-Busch laying off hundreds after the recent fallout of a boycott against a partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. So it impacts nearly 2% of the workforce in U.S. A spokesman for the company told The Hill that its attempt to simplify and reduce layers by changing its corporate structure.
Federal Reserve is no longer forecasting a U.S. recession this year.
The staff now has a noticeable slowdown in growth starting later this year in the forecast. But given the resilience of the economy recently, they are no longer forecasting a recession.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell today after the central bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point yesterday.
Just shy of 4:45, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. With I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area, we do have some slowdowns on 98. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, that Garcon Point intersection near the Publix is looking a little bit more backed up than usual. And then also if you're leaving Navarre, you're going to see some slowdowns getting off of Navarre Beach. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 with the traffic details. And for weather, partly cloudy skies, 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. We do have a 10% chance of rain for this evening with a low of 79. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Back to health, business, and science. Well, new study shows, it suggests that including olive oil to your daily diet may help against dementia. So research presented this week in Boston at the annual meeting of the American Association for Nutrition says that olive oil can reduce the risk of dying from dementia by 28%.
So Twitter's official handle is now at X. The at Twitter account is now inactive. The original owner of the at X account has a new handle. It's at X followed by like 10 numbers. He says he was offered merchandise and a tour of the offices in San Francisco for his original username being taken over. He posted, "All's well that ends well." I have one thing to say on that. If I was the lucky schmuck that had the at X Twitter handle.
Yeah.
There is no way that merchandise and a tour of the offices is me giving that up. It needs to be a monetary donation to me with a lot of zeros behind it. Elon can afford it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's like, I wonder if he's like happy with that. Like, oh, I got a steal. It's like,
or maybe they're just like, hey man, we're getting this X anyway. So we can either. You can either take the merchandise in the tour or you can just be deactivated from Twitter and we're just stealing your username anyway.
True.
I don't know if that's how it happened or if that, you know, if he would sue or what, but I mean, little guy getting something, I guess, but.
But like, do you really want a t-shirt with an X on it?
No. Nah.
No, me either. I don't even want a tour either. also in health, business, and science news, a penicillin shortage has health officials worried about the possibility of syphilis, a public health emergency. So with supplies of the drug tight, doctors have been rationing the treatment for the disease, prioritizing pregnant patients and babies. The Health Department of Human Services are putting together a task force to examine this issue. Declaring a public health emergency could free up resources to help fight the problem.
Turns out being one of the absolute best players in the NFL and a two-time Super Bowl champion isn't enough for an audience with Taylor Swift. Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce admits that he took it a little personal that Swift declined meeting with him before a recent concert at Arrowhead Stadium. He told his brother Jason about it on their New Heights podcast.
Well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her.
You made her a bracelet?
Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one.
So that's pretty cool. That's pretty funny to listen to.
I know. He's so funny. I do have some thoughts on this.
Yes.
First, Taylor Swift is a big Eagles fan. So maybe if it was Jason.
Maybe if it was Travis and Jason.
Yeah. Then maybe she would, you know, be able to talk to him. Also, like, just say she was able. I don't think that they'd be really a great match because Travis, I feel like he just likes the spotlight on him. And I feel like Taylor Swift needs to be with someone who's more of a sidekick.
Okay.
Because she can't.
I feel like we could do a three-hour show on that topic. What would be the best NFL player to date Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I'll put it out to the texters as well. Let us know. The first name, and I know he has a girlfriend, and we were talking about him earlier, the guy that right off the bat – is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. But let us know your thoughts. What would be the, what athlete? I mean, we're talking NFL here with Travis Kelce, but what NFL athlete or any other sport would be the best dating partner for Taylor Swift? 850-437-1620. Sorry, Travis, it didn't work out for you, but. Yeah, pretty funny audio there.
Yeah, for sure. Luke Combs brought a young cancer survivor named Cooper onto his stage in Foxborough, Massachusetts on his Saturday night show. So he told the crowd that Cooper came all the way to sing his favorite song, and then Luke got down on one knee, helped him with the chorus of Fast Car, and the crowd even started chanting, Cooper, Cooper, Cooper.
Very cool there. Blake Lively hopped over a velvet rope at Kensington Museum, meant to keep museum goers from touching displays, to fix a gown she once wore to the Met Gala that was displayed in the exhibit. When you're the clown who hops over the rope at the museum to fix the exhibit, Lively jokingly captioned an Instagram story video that showed her realigning the dress's fabric. Happy almost Virgo season. What is that?
I think it's folk.
Folk. It says folks. Okay, I got it. The exhibited dress was a custom, I don't know, a Versace.
Yeah.
I don't know what that first word is. That unraveled from bronze to green as she walked the 2022 Met Gala red carpet. Man, I felt like I was 68 years old reading that. 451, we'll take a break. Texter says Dennis Rodman. No. Nope. Putting the kibosh on that. No, Dennis Rodman dated Carmen Electra back in the 90s.
I do not
want her. Yeah. Well, you should look up Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
He was in the Michael Jordan documentary a bunch.
Yeah. Teammates with Michael Jordan. His daughter, by the way, one of the stars on the U.S. women's national team, Trinity Rodman. So, fun fact there. 451, we'll take a break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines. And good news to finish up hour number one on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great week and just one more day till we're at the weekend. So hope you are having a fantastic week. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some wacky and weird stories. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you are getting off of Navarre Beach, expect some slowdowns on the Navarre Beach Causeway as you are moving closer to 98. If you see anything else on the roads, 850-2626-111 is the traffic line number. And for weather, we do have partly cloudy skies tonight, 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So looking at some wacky and weird headlines, this gimmick wouldn't work for Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's because your name would still be somewhat normal. But Subway is giving one lucky fan free sandwiches for life if they commit to legally changing their first name to Subway.
What?
Yeah. So if it's something that you're willing to do, you can sign up at subwaynamechange.com starting August 1st. Now, it's not really unlimited subs, but it's a lot. The winner gets $50,000 worth of Subway gift cards and a $750 stipend to cover the cost of changing your name.
What? Would you do it, Joe?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I would have last week, but I have no use for Subway gift cards.
That is true.
One day you'll remember that I'm healthy.
Yeah. See, honestly, I would maybe do it if it was Jersey Mike's. I don't really like Subway.
I would do it for Jersey Mike's because they're so freaking expensive.
That is true, too. Well, let us know if you are going
to
be changing your name.
Plus, I could just say Mike.
Yeah. Even Jersey's kind of sounds normal.
Yeah.
JM?
They call me Jersey because I'm not from Jersey, but I wear jerseys a lot. There's ways to explain that away.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Subway? Mm. Well, a 29-year-old in Salt Lake City named Michael day drink last weekend, and then he broke into a Ferrari dealership. Yikes. He got into the showroom by smashing a big glass window with a rock, and he found a $600,000 Ferrari that was unlocked, and he found the keys and decided to steal it. Apparently, he drove off through the big glass wall and then hit four other Ferraris on his way out. Cops say that they found him walking nearby after he abandoned the car.
And in good news today, in New Zealand, a 14-year-old boy is the youngest recipient of the country's Mountbatten Royal Life-Saving Award after saving his younger brother from drowning. Kalia Gamage saw his brother, Kithmi, being pulled out to sea by currents. He turned to his mom and said, "Okay, Mom, I'm going out. I might not be back." Kalia jumped into the frigid water and had no difficulty reaching his brother, but was nervous about whether he could get them back to shore. Thankfully, they both did, cold and tired, but alive.
That's awesome.
Wonderful story there. 4:59 is the time. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up here. We're back in 12 minutes for another complete rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Local.